Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Oh, shucks. Oh, boy. I want to welcome y'all to the Head and Shaker Show, sponsored by Head and Shaker himself, man. Smooth Touch, Posey Landscaping. Yeah, you understand me? Smooth Touch. I'm talking about Smooth Touch all the way around, y'all. Smooth Touch Detail. Smooth Touch. I'm talking about Smooth Touch Mobile. Yeah, it's there. Thank God, because he is in control, you understand me? Protect his head. Crawl on wheels. I stuck his hands off in that too. That's the old lady, y'all. Now, hold on. I ain't going to get too caught up. Boy, look at here. Here's what it is. Slow it down. Back it up. Let's go in, y'all. I got to get up. Y'all go in with your boy. Oh, gracious God. God, we want to thank you for today, God. Thank you for humble an awesome day, oh gracious God. And God, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, God, in the midst of us doing what we do and this thing we call grudge racing. God, forgive us for the things that we say, God, that's not like you. God, we get a bit caught up sometimes. But God, even you have a sense of humor, God. So God, don't allow us, God, to hurt anyone so deep, God, to where it bothers their soul. It bothers their mindset, oh gracious God. God, forgive us. Let us do what we do, God. But at the end of the day, don't let us forget about you and what you do and make it impossible for us to be safe going down these tracks, traveling on these highways and byways, oh God. Fulfill us with the knowledge and understanding. And at the end of the day, when the smoke clears, you'll get all the praise and all the glory. We ask these blessings and others in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's just what that is, y'all. Amen. Boy, I can't get myself together. I'ma say it like my grandpa used to say it. I can't get behold of myself right now. Say, man, there's some stuff going down. Yes, it's going down. I'm trying to calm down. Woosa. Woosa. Okay, but check it out. Okay, we're going to get to y'all stuff in a minute. I got some stuff on the table, okay? We're going to get to that other stuff because I know, Lord, I know that show. That other stuff going to take the show to a whole nother level. But until then, let me get out what I want to say first. First and foremost, man, it is what it is. I got a topic on the table, okay? If you wanted to speak on my topic, that's fine. If you don't want to speak on my topic, that's fine. I have no problem with that either. However, there is a topic. I'm going to be real with you. Man, but please, somebody, please help me. I mean, you know, I ain't been in the game that long, y'all. You understand me? I do what I do. I do what I can when I can. But, man, would somebody please tell me what in the world is a professional grudge racer? Hold up, man. Hold up. See, I know a whole y'all, a whole bunch of y'all patting on your chest and pointing at yourself and all that old fly stuff. Hold on. Slow your roll. Hold them up. Swole them up. Check this out. Here you are. Peep this. I need to know, man. I mean, really. And not only do I need to know what is a professional grudge racer, I need to know who is considered as one. I mean, for real. I mean, it's a whole lot of us in the game. Some, you know, talk more noise than others. Some race more than others. Some don't say a mumbling word, but saying a whole lot. I don't know if you understand me when I said that. Don't say a mumbling word, but just speaking all over the land. That's just what that is. Hey, man, I need y'all to push the one button tonight. You know what I'm saying? But don't be bashful. You know, that's the first part of what I need to get to say. Now, the second part of what I need to say, y'all done chased this man. I heard somebody was running behind him, busting at him. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, supposing folks jumping out of cars while you're running, you understand me, trying to catch this man. Well, guess what? The man ain't to be caught. The man done turned around. You ever put a cat in the corner? I ain't talking about no punk-ass alley cat. I'm talking about a real cat, not no fake cat. I'm talking about a real cat. You ever there put a cat in the corner, he gonna come out there something gonna fight. You understand me? For real, for real. Well, guess what? If you put a bat in the corner, supposedly he gonna come out the corner fighting too. So I'm gonna tell you what was told to me. Don't shoot me. I mean, I'm just the messenger. You understand me? I am neutral. I love everybody. And I hate everybody. Catch that at the red light. Bottom line of what I'm trying to say, bar none, fade all. What I say once, I say twice. That's just person I am. But peep this here, though. The man is on the phone. The man ain't playing no games. The man is hot. The man is heated. Boy, look here. Y'all don't go nowhere. This thing finna get deep. I'm going to say it like this right here. If you got your feelings on your shoulders, that's your business. Now, hold up. Before I ding this doggone bell and then let these guys bump into the however they suit, they're going to do it. I'm going to tell you right now, keep the N-word in your back pocket. All the bees and all that old good stuff, we all grown men. I feel like if your vocabulary is that weak, you need to take time out and find something else to do on your leisure time and get some good words to use in battle. You understand me? Take out some time. When you're sitting in the bathtub playing with yourself, maybe you need to go ahead and get your vocabulary together. You understand me? I'm just being 100. Get your dictionary and learn some more stuff instead of saying all the B's and the N's all the time. You understand me? I mean, for real, for real. Now, that's just what that is. Now, hold up. We're getting ready to go in. I'm finna get ready to open some mics. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, remember what I said. Just keep it clean. Have fun at the end of the day. If you got to slap him, do this phone. That's just what that is. I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to let somebody get what they got to say. 214, Lord, to the high mercy. 405, man, your mic. What's going on, Batman?
Hey, man, look at you, man. It's been a real tough day, man. Hey, man, I woke up, man. I mean, I thought, man, God, let me wake up. The big point I have, man, let me wake up, man. I can handle the risk, man, you know. The thing, man, one thing about me, I got tough kid, man. I'm a wild boy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you got to fight it up a whole bunch of times to kill him, man. Yeah, I consider myself as a wild boy. So let me tell you something right off the rip, man. First of all, man, I want everybody to know this thing. Man, do not miss the upcoming event that's coming up in April 9th, May 14th, and May 29th, man. These are the three biggest races that's coming around, man, in your town. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me, man. A little allergy there. These are the three biggest races that's coming around, man. That's going to be very powerful, man, in the next couple of months, man. Get your cards together, get your mind right, and make them out and support all the sports races. Because, man, one thing about the bad luck is to see all the sports races get out and do their thing. I don't care what level that you're at or where you're at, man. Just come out and enjoy yourself, man, because you only got one life, man. If you choose to race, if you choose to have fun, man, just do that, man. Just have fun, man. Just like a lot of people like to have fun when they go to talking about folks, man. So I'm going to say this, man, off the rip, man. That person's strictly business, man. Hey, man, now I heard Wednesday night, man, on my boy's show, man, they say they were just drowning the band, man. You know, the band over there working hard, man, doing what you got to do, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Look here, man. Yeah, that's about the band. I love the high side. This is what they don't know. They got the right person, the high side. We fought some fans to see what they about the band. Man, I got a real tough thing in one chance. And, man, I will laugh and keep on going. And when it's all over with, hey, man, I'm on a whole different motherfucking page, man. I'll tell you right now, Sugar, check this out. Man, now I know you probably don't know you heard the thing. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to say what they have to say. But I'm going to say what I got to say because they had their fun winning tonight. All they said they were everybody, man. We're going to try to get out there and have our fun with it. Well, guess what, man? All these guys, man, that was taking responsible for having fun and laying down, doing what they were doing, barely hurting on Wednesday night, guess what? I'm going to call them out tonight, man. One of them was Atomic Dog. Two of them was the Undertaker. They all had something to do with somebody. They're talking about death. You follow what I'm saying? Three. It's your boy. Y'all already know Nia. Movie Man. Y'all know what I call the Movie Man? But tell you why I call him Movie Man. Hey, man. If I known that this man was just doing the talking when it comes to the race car that they claim that they have is noble. Hey, man. If I thought any kind of way that this man had his kind of getting the to the monster. Then I might have probably would have knocked his ass out all the way here. But I thought Joe Dressel, I knew what it was. You know the funny thing about that whole situation, man? Like talking this shit, like Sean's a car, man. Like he had some parts of the car. Say, man, look at me. It's like Shane Nails, man. It's like the movies, man. You know, you sit in the front of the house and you look at the big screen. When your big brother comes, you move all the way to the back of the motherfucking movie with the popcorn and you drink and you let your big brother talk. But guess what, man? Nicky. Big old, he can't even change the tile on the motherfucking car. But at home, he's not all the time up. I don't even know how to do it. But guess what, man? I'm going to make it tonight. But see, I already know, you just like I told you. You want the popcorn. God, man. You want to talk on the front show, but when the big brother reach come down, you're in the back show with your Dr. Pepper and your popcorn, and you're watching everybody else getting it on. Guess what, man? I tell you what. If you have any time of pulling with that car, I want you to get your ass in that car. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to see if you really have anything to do with this car. Give me you just strip the boy around the corner, or you just put it up in the stand there, I might try you in that car, man. But be one that I'm saying, I can't stand somebody high out of the bed when you don't even own a car. You follow me? Because if you want that about the bed, they got his own car. Then I'm living legend, man. I've been doing this for a long time, man. Then I know for a fact in the day, man, I had anybody around here, man. Hey, man, I've been kicking ass for a long time. It's with my own car, and I was just told about with my own car, man. Before I even met Tori, man, I was kicking ass, man. Matter of fact, me and Tori used to race against each other. And then we found out we two cold motherfuckers, so we got together and started passing on me for years, man, years to come. So I'm just telling y'all right now, one thing about the back, I can hold my own motherfucking belt, and I can tighten up my own motherfucking shirt. And my hair to shake us, well, or another shake us, but you sit there and say, that Cat and the Tommy Donald need to tighten up their belt and their pants. Guess what, man? You might need to tighten your own belt up So if you really want to try to race me, when she got the hot side, when she got the talk, man, lock that motherfucking shit up, man. And I promise you, I'll get right on your ass again, man. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say it one more time. Unless you go buy a whole motherfucker, another motherfucker car, you ain't going to never beat me, man. Because I'm way smarter than you, man. And way cleverer than you, man. So I'm going to stand right away.
Hold on, man.
Hey, a round of applause for Batman and the good speech. Now, Mr. Batman, I want to see if you're going to be a man of your word. Everybody heard you. You ran me without your gas. In the whole 500, April 9th, you on motor, me on gas. We can do it straight off the trailer, 5 o'clock.
Ain't no more gaming.
Okay.
No more gaming.
If you don't want that, then go on live in your fantasy world.
Okay. All right. Ain't no more gaming.
Don't with your show in a second. Don't with your show. He's still living in that fantasy world.
All right. Do me a favor.
Ain't no more gaming.
Go ahead. 214-5880. What's up, Chuck?
What's going down,
Smooth? Yeah, ain't nothing, man. I'm just sitting back. I ain't got no comment. I was missing Joe Batman. You know, I said y'all going to have a special show, folks. I'm just trying to check it out.
What's up, Smooth?
Man?
Get 531. Go ahead, Batman. 531. Now, I'm going to go to the next. I'm going to go to the next.
I'm sitting in the bushes, man. I'm sitting in the bushes just enjoying the show, bro.
All right. Undertaker, I think you got people on your phone. I don't know if you got too many people on or you passed off.
No. Batman was talking.
Let me just say what I have to say, because they have state phone with tonight. So let me just say what I'm saying. I'm all a little responsible. We're doing all the high fives. Now, what time we talk? I know she was tapping. Maybe I'm always getting into it. Let's do it again. We like to hop on and everything. But let me ask y'all a question, though. You know, everybody trying to figure out if I was going to drive the car, turn the car, I'll call whatever. Well, let me show y'all some of the reality of this shit. Man, I told y'all what he said. Now, I'm going to go back to this. If you're supposed to be a motherfucking, so much of a badass racer, why you ain't race nobody coming down? See, let me go. I'm going to go back to way back. I'm going to go way back when you had your Firebird. When you was running Tree Man, and you was running to Tree Man, you run to Roy Day. Now you had your life to peace done. And you ran the number. Ain't nobody seen the number on the board. But you never ran nobody. And ever since then, you ain't ran nobody's feet. So they call you a racer. That's not being a motherfucking racer to me. Because look here, man. It's been 7 to 8 years since your partner had that Firebird. And you ain't ran nobody. You had the Firebird, you had the Vet, and you had the Noble, and now you got a Camaro. And every motherfucker that you done had, every motherfucker raised you and took a car you done had, you either sold the car, sold it on the motherfucker, or made a 1,000 motherfucking shakedowns. You ought to be called a shakedown team. And you know what? The only person out of all the goddamn cars you don't ran was motherfucking goddamn Texas Beach, so you stepped up and beat me up. And ever since Tree Man has tagged the shit out your ass, you can buy and sell the car. So, no, you're a promoter. You're not a motherfucking racer, man. Now, as far as the back, I've been running every fucking since then, man. I've been running everybody's DM club. We had a social job, but I've been racing my car trying to get up there find out. Say, man, what does it take, Mr. Atomic Dog, to goddamn get you to a motor? Run 2 or 3 races in 1 motherfucking year, man, without goddamn me taking your motherfucking motorhouse car and selling it to me. I really think that you're taking the bitches out of the kids from racing. Because you know these motherfuckers on your head. So please get your goddamn motor that you're going to be comfortable with. Say, man, you ain't going to never be at the top all the time. There's going to always be somebody out here going to be faster. Well, look at me. If you say you're going to be competitive, get you something to be comfortable with, man. Just get out there and try to race, man. Because that's what I do. Man, I build my own shit. I build my own shit together, and I get out there and race. Last year, I had 5 motherfucking races, man. 5. I was having fun with my company. I ran 5 times and won 4 of them and lost 1 of them. But I did race. I got out there and race, man. So if you're going to call yourself a racer, say, man, get your shit together. Get your program and stop motherfucking selling motherfucking motors. Keep your motherfucking ass from trying to race it to this motherfucking out of your motion. Because we want the best and hard and fucking this shit. Don't shit the colors. Just stop that bitter tomorrow and be a motherfucking racer. Because they're like half a man. That man owns the motherfucking half a man and he's a client. He's a body his own motherfucking heart. Keep your motor in your car, man. And stop being scary motherfucker. Hold on, Batman. Let me open the mic. Hey, hello. Oh, Lord. Hold on, man. 832. 4269. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up with you, Jake? Y'all got a lot of background noise for one thing, man.
Hey, who's this right here? This field, man. I already know. It's a field, let me ask you a question. You ain't got to be in it, man. You know what, man? They was having their phone with you tonight on me, man. When I get back, man, you know what? I'm going to go gonna throw some shit out there in a minute, but I'm talking true fact right now. That man, if you remember they was talking about you when they said you wouldn't race nobody. You had a car, but you wouldn't race nobody. You finally got up there, start racing, start whooping good ass, man. Or you might have lost, man. But I ain't never seen you sell your motor out of all your cars you had just to get away from racing, man. And they call a racer, they call a scary ass racer.
Well, you know, for one thing, man, you know, I'm not really one to try to keep up with the Joneses because I don't even know them, you know what I mean? So I just stay in with my lane and race with, you know, with what I got, you know what I'm saying? So because of that, I'm not going to go and sell my car and buy no better car, buy a bigger motor. I'm going to just stick with what I got, you know what I mean? You know, but I was just listening to Undertaker, you know what I mean? Because I know I lost to Undertaker, and he told me he was going to give me some big get back, and he beat me. But now he's asking for the hit from another person that got a small block, and he on bigger tires than I am, you know what I mean? But you know, on the flip note, you know what I mean? I think that this dialogue that's going on right now, man, I really kind of think that should be, you know, I think that should be put to a cease, man, you know, really, man, because see, the thing is that, you know, you my boy, Batman, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind just talking to you offline, man, you know what I mean? But it doesn't sound good, you know, listening on the show as a fan, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you guys said that you guys was putting on this show, but it sounds like you guys are hating on each other, you know, and the thing about me, I don't want nobody to lift me up, because the same people that's going to lift me up is going to be the same ones that's going to tear me down, you know what I'm saying? So I don't care what somebody may say about, you know, about me, or, you know, what I'm going to do or what I won't do. I care less, because I know what I'm going to do and what I'm capable of doing, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, though, I understand you having fun, but you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a way of having fun, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, it just sounds like, you know, a bunch of people got their feelings involved, man. You know, and y'all supposed to be putting on the show, and you might have somebody listening to this and think that y'all not cool with each other. So why are they going to bring come to a show that things ain't cool, man?
But you know what, though? You know what? And I'm telling everybody, we cool in the fan, we talk every day, but we just hostile against each other. Because one thing about it, though, when it comes to this world racing, what people don't understand is me and Trump and Dow, we stay into it, man. Then we just competitive ones to one another, man. And trust me, if he had his car out there, man, on that day, we gonna get it on, man. We just race to have fun. See, that's what people have to understand, is that you got to know when people are just having fun. And when it's personal. But
it don't
really
sound like y'all having fun, bro.
If it was really personal, it would be something personal other than racing. We just talking about racing, who's racing and who's not racing. And really, honestly, to be honest, I like to do this to pump people up, to come and try to race each other. Because the thing is, man, if we don't try to say nothing about nobody and keep pressure on them, they probably won't race.
Right.
I like pressure on people because, like Undertaker, personally, like I told him, I think he already got. I really do. But I know that, you know, I know how to see different sides of him. But I'm going to say this, next time you want to race again, we're going to get up there and race like players, and we're going to play like players. Because really, that's what it boils down to. We played off like players. He played off like players, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I was just speaking on what Undertaker was saying, man, you know, because I remember that when he did beat me, he said he was going to give me some get back. And like I say, you know, he comes on these shows and he talking, you know, it sounds like he's calling a skillet black, you know what I'm saying? The kettle calling the skillet black, you know what I mean?
Hey,
seriously. Yeah,
not to interrupt you, but we've been talking about respecting one another, right?
Okay, I haven't called you no names,
okay, hold on. I ain't coming no name. True that.
Oh.
Respect these words I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to race you.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, you should have said that at the beginning, though. You should have said that you weren't going to give me no get back when you beat me. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Just like you begging now, just like you
begging? No, I want you to get in the next lane. I just want some get back. I ain't begging. You the one that was begging.
Hey, Phil, just like you asking now for a race, you was asking last year for a race. You chased
okay.
me and hated
me. And I gave you the benefit of the doubt, though.
Down,
I gave you
brother.
Your race.
Look,
I gave you
man,
your race, so
you
now I'm asking you
down.
To give me my race.
You chased us down. You chased
chase
us down.
Chase us? Who's okay. us?
Hater
who's
Shaker.
Us?
You,
oh,
you
I don't even worry about Hater Shaker. Hater Shaker is going to race. And I guarantee you, when I get ready to ask Hater Shaker for another race, I guarantee you he'll give me another race, man, because he's unlike you, Undertaker.
Ain't
he's unlike
alike.
You, bro.
Ain't nobody alike, bro.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, you know what I'm saying? Because I watched that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? He taking races that's not even he don't even think he may not even think that he can win, but he's going to gamble. You're not even wanting to gamble, man.
You don't know me, brother. You don't know me.
You don't, well, you said you was going to give me some get back. You know what I'm saying? So I gave you your race. I gave you your race at 4 o'clock in the evening off the trailer. So now I'm asking you to race me heads up and get in the next lane and let me pick the time.
Watch this, Phil. If you want some get back, you get the same race you got when you came looking for me the first time. Now you're looking for me.
Why is that? Why I got to give you, why I got to give you your race, man?
Look here, bro. If you want it, let's get it on. If you don't want it,
but I'm asking you why not. Aren't you asking Batman to give you a race? But he's telling you he's going to give you his type of race on everything, and you want him to disconnect his nitrous, and you want nitrous, and he want motor.
Hold on, brother. Your car and Batman car is two different cars.
I'm just saying it don't sound right though, bro.
It's two different people. Now,
okay.
In order
so you saying so we can
you,
lock can we lock
in
can
order
we lock
for
in
me and you to get it on, we can lock in the whole 500 and do the same race, same time, same place.
Oh, we can do it off the trade. We ain't going to do it the same time.
You don't want it then. You don't want it.
I just don't want it that bad. You know what I'm saying? This ain't goddamn Burger King. You ain't going to always get it your way, man.
At first you did, right?
That's because I want to race you, man. That's what I want to bring action.
Okay, well, bring action again. Same way.
Oh, no, I'm not going to give it. It ain't going to be that like the second time around, bro. You know, but you said you don't want to race me. You said you scared of me, and so I'm just leave it at that.
If I didn't say I was scared of you, I said I don't want to race you.
Oh, so a person that don't want to scare, that don't want to race somebody that got the same shit they got, that means that they scared.
Well, see, first of all, Phil, you don't even know my truck. Because every time you make a description, you got a different goddamn description of my
truck.
We're
not talking about that right now, man. We're talking about the same truck that we raced the last time. We're not talking about that right now.
It's not the same. It's not the same. It don't sit the same.
Oh, okay. So you should want to get in the next lane with me then.
It's
if it ain't
the
same,
brother.
If it ain't the same,
it's not the same. It's not the same.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. What's the difference
what we're
about
not gonna
it?
Do, what we're not gonna do. We're not gonna hold the guy show up.
Okay. We ain't gonna do that, man. But you said you ain't wanna race me, so I'm gonna just leave it at that, man. I hate to hear somebody come on the show and say that you know that they want something from somebody that they're not willing to give themselves.
Hey, you ain't racing, Phil. You ain't racing.
I'm racing you. I want to race you. I lock in. I lock in 500 to race you right now.
Lock it in. No break clause. We'll do it April 9th as soon as the track is ready.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it at 7 o'clock.
Hey, no race, bro. At 7 o'clock, I'll be in the truck shootout.
Okay, well, we'll do it when you get out the shootout. I'll be waiting on the sideline for your ass.
Listen, bro. Listen, this is what you don't understand. Either I'm going to get you before or you get nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. No, we ain't going to do it. You ain't going to get – we ain't in Burger King, man. You ain't going to get it your way this time, bro.
Tell you what, listen to me. Sit back and watch the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. It's all good.
You know what, guys? I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know what y'all raced for the first time. And my thing is this is one thing I want people to understand, it's never personal with me. It's all outside and fun, because when I get off this phone, I still continue my life. It don't matter what nobody say here on the talk show, because what people say don't bother me. I just like to have fun and shoot shit. And that's what we do. That's what people have to understand is, what's the difference between shooting shit, and personal. Me, myself, it's never personal with me, because as long as we talk about race cars, something that we build and we put up, as long as it's got nothing to do with my family members, my fiance, or whatever it is, then I'm okay with it. Because, see, man, rush racing is rough. It's rough talk. And people have to understand that, man. You know, it's rough talk. It's different languages. Just without the disrespect. quarter, what's name, maybe you're not equipped to do that. But to me, if both of y'all going on the same track, it's all even to me. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that it was, it was a time. It was a time. He wanted to run at 4 o'clock off the trailer, so I gave him that. You see what I'm saying? So I lost, so now give me my race.
Let me say this here, Phil. Let me say this here. 2 years ago, when I came out, everything was early with me. I don't sit around the track all night long until people get there, whatever the case may be. It don't have to be a crowd for me to race, man. I want to get it in, get it on, and enjoy the show. Win, lose, or draw. It ain't going to make no difference. But now that they came out with all these different shootouts and stuff, and I'm starting to base my program around the truck shootout. So if I'm going to grudge, I'm going to use that as a test pass for me to go into the truck shootout. So if you want to race me, let's get it on early in the day so I can get ready for my truck shootout.
What time y'all got to be in the lanes for the shootout?
I don't know what time it is, but it won't be no 7 o'clock, and I'm not going to rush. So when the track is ready, I'm ready to do it with you.
Hey, but look at this. I'm not gonna run when there's a bunch of heat on the track either, when the sun is on the track.
Okay, ain't no racing then.
I ran them at 4 o'clock. I'm not going to run them at 4 o'clock again. You got to give me my race this time. It could be heads up, but we could either, you know, agree on the time. You know what I'm saying? Flip on the time, you know, flipping lanes. You know, you can't get it your way both times. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair, man.
Well, I can tell you this, and I'm being neutral at this, Bill. You know, when a person wins, they got the grounds of truth what they want.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
You have to beat them, and then you can choose what you want.
Yeah. Now, I ain't going to run them at no goddamn 4 o'clock when there's heat on the track, I tell you that.
I just don't think it will be. Matter of fact, I can tell you what I will do. But I really believe that you can beat him. I told you last year when I was going to beat him.
No, it ain't even that type of show, though, Batman. I got my own money, man. I work pretty hard for it. Ain't no shortage, man.
So I'm not saying it's shortage. I'm not saying that. I know he's not going to win, so I'd rather just put my money in the pot somewhere I think he can win.
Nah, he just wants something soft, man. That's all he do. He wants something soft. He wants something easy, man.
I don't think you soft. I don't think you soft.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying soft. I'm just saying, I said he wants something soft. So he wants the advantage that off the trailer and at 4 o'clock, you know, when he know there's heat on the track, you know. So there's a good chance if he take power out of his car and I leave power in my car, I'm going to blow the tires off. That's what he's betting on.
Say, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, y'all just race another day.
Yeah, I'll run me on any given Sunday.
Yeah, so just race on another day, man. I mean, damn.
Yeah, I'll run more any day. It don't really matter to me, bro.
That's how y'all do that.
Yeah, it don't matter to me. Hey, it don't have to be on April the 9th.
No.
Hey, where y'all at? Y'all on Tim Hill?
Hey, Tiger, you got a lot of air going on there, man.
You sure do, man.
Yeah, I've been trying to find it.
That's that wrong old red-ass phone, red-ass car jack, man. Oh, that goddamn echo. I got an echo box on your CD, man.
Yeah, I've been searching, man.
Echo box shit. Somebody listen to some shit on the internet or some shit. It's all fucked up.
Internet or multiple lines or something.
I've been hearing that shit since I come on.
That pushed me up. You can't hear it now.
I can't hear it now. Whatever you did, you got it. You found it.
Yeah, we good
there. Yeah, you good, huh? Sound like a goddamn talk show. y'all talk your ass off.
That is it back now.
That's Undertaker.
Stay back.
Undertaker, don't be making a sound like that man to dodge that goddamn ass. Get that shit back out. Ask for a goddamn radio chick. That's your CB worker.
Uh-huh.
You know how to ask for a goddamn radio chick. Come on, bro.
214-3641. 3641, your mic is open.
Oh, damn, I accidentally hit the button, man. How you doing today? My bad.
All right, bro. Who you speaking with?
This is Carl, man. What's up?
All right, what's up, Carl?
Y'all, yeah, man. I got them look-away shirts, man, going for $1.99, man, all sizes this year. First 10 shirts gonna be free. The rest off $1.99. Black and white look away.
What do you got for $1.99?
A look away t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like y'all need know somebody need one. I'll let you boy.
Hey, Carl, we'll talk about the price offline.
And I'm going to let Drake give him out. All right, I'm on mute, man.
Hey, man. All I want everybody
to do is put now. I fell off. I heard you say something about me. What'd you say?
You need to get that. You need to get your CD fixed, Robert.
I don't need to get no CD fixed. I'm out here working, man. I'm out here working. That's what we do.
Yeah, I said a few minutes ago you had your shit all fucked up. The dog that ass whooping, what's the name trying to get you, boy?
Oh, is that what that is?
You trying to goddamn get that boy running goddamn bed
again. Hey, just like you run stock-style cars, I run in the daytime. I don't run at night. So push his ass on
that
in the water bottle. Push his ass on up
but
the water
bottle. But he said he don't want to knock the tires off on you like that, man.
What you don't understand, he had a 50-50 chance because he flipped for the time and he lost. So what am I supposed to do about that? He had a 50-50 chance.
No, hey, tell it right. I lost the main choice, not time, bro.
Phil, push your ass right on back up there in the water bottle, man. Now, you talk about the look-away call. Get him one.
Hey, look here, man.
Ain't my fault, Bush, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if you get him up for a race in the daytime, that's you, man, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know. If a motherfucker fires for a race on the daytime, then, you know.
It's different stroke for different folk, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But, I mean, like I just said, you get a motherfucker race in the daytime, that's what you did.
All right. You know me just like you know him.
Hey, I have a question, though.
Hey, push it up. Check this out, man. We just put the
thug back in
the
people's house.
We coming after
that.
Hey,
Shaco.
Yeah.
Man,
we need to do something about this fucking mic tonight, man. Minutes ago, it got straight clear.
It's clear now.
Okay, I just muted Batman. I just muted Batman, Mike.
Batman.
Get out the back cave, sir.
He ain't trying to do that, man. You might as well just leave that where it's at, man. That man, he already squared it away. 4 o'clock is his time.
Yeah. hey, Dre, I'm glad somebody on that phone got some sense, man.
Man.
Well,
ain't nobody running 4 o'clock.
What's next? You run stock car, right? Conventional headed.
Yeah, and that's true enough.
Okay,
true enough.
Okay.
But I run in the daytime, man.
You can't make me race no other time, brother.
You race
just like,
no guy. I'm just saying
nobody
that
tell
they
you
race
don't
five
run no
at the daytime,
conventional
man.
Headed. Hey, Bushnell.
Yeah.
Stock conventional headed, right?
That's what I got.
In the world, right?
That's what I got, yeah.
Okay, 4 o'clock, anytime he ready.
Hey, how about we just flip for that?
We can lock the whole party in. We can lock the whole party in tonight, tomorrow, whenever you want to. No break clause at 4 o'clock. Head the fuck up. Now who ducking? I'm going on mute.
Me too.
Bitching.
Man, I fuck around, run you in the daytime, 4 o'clock. You don't watch it.
Bushnell, I try that. Now, yeah, like I told you, do what you did for Hater Shaker, and I try that, man.
Oh no, you can't get all that there. Now you really pimp fucking the game, Shaker. I mean,
wait a minute, Dre. Bushnell feeling real good.
Hey, fuck that. You got to head up at 4 o'clock. We'll fuck around, Trey.
Oh, man.
Who on the car? Ain't that what what's the car was talking about, the professional racing? Give a goddamn about who on the car. I'll tell you what it is. You got to head up at 4 o'clock.
Hey, Dre.
All right, well, Undertaker, just say you don't want it, man, and that's cool. We'll leave that alone.
Hey, look here, man. Look, Dre. Y'all trying to make it seem like the old Undertaker ducking. But if Bushnell do the same for my little small block that he did for the other small block.
You got head up action at 4 o'clock, man. Damn that
what
shit. Is he there the motherfucking day, too? You got head up action.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, look at Trevor Troy run y'all head up just like that.
Hey, I know.
Tell him get on 28s like he's supposed to.
Wait a minute. You ain't saying about no tie size of fruit. Mr. Though, when you picking on that little smile.
We're going to knock the ties off on you and still come catch you. And he's a
man.
I'll
200
on
that.
We're going
to knock
you off. Hey, you talk real good. Damn right. What you gonna do for me, Bushnell? Without that, you want to take? What you? Hey, you can't embarrass me, brother. You can't embarrass me. I know what you got, man. I know what you got.
Hey, real talk, man. You had a line for that, though, man. You only counting that motherfucking parts and shit. That kind of shit right there get motherfuckers toe up, man. Don't that you did wrong, man.
What kind of part you called out? I ain't hear.
Nah, man, you wrong in the motherfucker though, ladies and gentlemen. For real, I mean, on the table, for real, man.
Hold on, listen, man. We got one fan in 69. You got two, and you want money 69? Shut your goddamn mouth. $1
lock in right there, man. You want to
see now? You got two cars
right there. Whoa. Say, hey, Batman, lock in the Mustang right now.
Batman,
lock your Mustang in, Batman. Don't nobody know shit. What's up on that motherfucker? Just speculating, and running their goddamn mouth.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, Undertaker, you wrong for that though, man. You out of line, man. It ain't no goddamn body else business. What's up on anybody else motherfucking hood? We ain't pulling your dress up and look at your ass,
man. Look here, man. Stop fucking with me. That's what you do. Move on.
Real talk. The 69 don't give a fuck what you got. Get your muck ass up there, boy.
Hey, we don't give a fuck what the Mustang got. Now get your muck ass up over there.
Hey, man, you need to put your $1 mark up with Nicky Boy. That's what you need to do.
Hey, Batman, you ought to feel ashamed with that big time. Hey, Batman, you ought to feel ashamed with that big time Willie Bar car motherfucking you scared of a goddamn stock style car.
He said, hold on, I think.
Oh, okay.
You think he probably got to come down there for Monday?
He might.
What is the
drag? I'm taking a bad-ass goddamn racetrack and a goddamn fast racetrack, man. Damn.
I don't
want to
punch your
king. Guess I'll go to my girlfriend's house. Shit.
Hey, y'all, we heard from Nikki Hayes and Tracy.
Hello?
Atomic Dog. I mean, I don't know if Atomic Dog was on the phone, Batman. You might want
to. Nah, he ain't, hey, I think Atomic Dog down there in Georgia for that banquet shit.
That banquet, man.
Atomic Dog on here, sir. You hear what I just said? Uh-oh, never mind. Here we go. Right. Here we go. Atomic Dog, your mic is open.
He ran.
Coming down, your mic open, Doc.
Hey, I'm on here, but I'm out down in Atlanta, man. I got a lot of noise. It's all good. I can't talk. Have fun,
hey,
man. I'm all right.
Hey,
I'm did you
hear what
Batman
had to say? Come on, man. You know I don't pay attention to Batman, man.
Hey, man,
let that man have his phone, man. It don't bother me. Batman. We good, man. You know how it is, man. I know you want to be famous one day. I just try to help me.
Well, damn. Damn. He said, want to be famous.
I'm going back on mute, man. I got a lot of noise. I'm down there out at Atlanta, man. So, hey, y'all have fun. I'm just trying to listen in, but I'm going back on mute, man.
All right. Oh, man. Baseball. What the hell is a professional grudge racer, man, is what I want to know. I I mean, I'm just trying to keep it 100. Please, will somebody help me with that question? Boy, look like that. That got a whole lot of tongues and a knot on this one, man. I just want to know. You know,
Sega.
I'm just keeping it real. Yes, sir.
I'm going to elaborate on that that gentleman, what he just said. A professional is someone that does it for a living and gets paid for doing it. So I guess you can consider someone like, say, the ruler, Tony Bynes, Tree Man. These guys, you know, they travel the country and, you know, speculated that they're getting paid to show up and perform. So I would consider them as a professional grudge racer, somebody that's actually doing it as a means of an income. Now, myself and others, on the other hand, we do it for recreational because it's not our way of life. It's just a hobby on the weekend. So that's just my intake on that.
The report.
Man, that was good, that sir. Hey, boy, that damn near summed it up for me. I mean, if anybody else got something to add, I like that one now, you know. That's up. Somebody that do it on the regular and get paid to do it, you know what I'm saying, on the regular, y'all. You know, while we at home sleep, tossing and turning, they on that highway going to the next city, state of town, man, trying to get ready to do another cruise race, you know. While some of us stop punching the clock or doing what we do, they racing, man. So, I mean, hey. Anybody else got something to add to that? I mean, that could very well be the truth of it, man. You know, I don't know. I mean, anybody got anything else to add, man? That's definitely where it's Tony Bynes the only one considered as a true grudge racer? I mean, professional grudge racer, if that is what a professional grudge racer is. The only one
I wouldn't just say Tony Bynes because it's various racers that travel the country. And, you know, that's what they do. I just, you know, you got a lot of guys come out of California traveling the country, you know, putting on grudge shows and getting paid for appearances and stuff like that. And, you know, that just, they don't have a 9-to-5 like we do. You know, I can't leave my job and talk about going to Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and all that there because it's coming out of my pocket. But that gentleman, on the other hand, okay, we're going to call him. We're going to make a contract. We're going to make reservations for this guy to show up and show out.
We're going to mute that damn fucking
head. You know what I'm saying?
Just leave it alone, Cliff.
No.
Just leave it alone. 214-9098. Your mic open.
There it is.
What's up, Shaker?
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing, man. This Debo, man. I'm over here in the West Side kicking it with my boy, Nightmare and Rock. You know what I'm saying? An old car, man. And we listening at the show, man. I just want to make a comment. I don't know who that guy was. Just said something about what a professional grudge racer is. He hit it on the nail, man. Yeah, he hit that on the nail, man. Yeah, he did that right there, man. And I just want to say, man, whoever that was, man, he wrapped it up, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Undertaker. He did that. He did that one, man. Yes, sir. You can't get no better than that, man, because any man that get paid for what he do for a living, man, is a professional. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like I'm a professional. I drive trucks every day, and I'm very good at it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know,
he said it right up.
What's up,
yeah,
Grudge?
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
he got around with that.
Yes, sir. Clifford, man, he's trying to holler at y'all.
And we over here sitting
What's up
on the bucket.
World thing, man?
Too much.
We'll fuck that whole nightmare camp up. They give us everything grub, right?
Hey,
I mean, every motherfucker that's got a nightmare shirt on.
Hey, man, listen, you better go to the Red Cross, fella. Go to the Red Cross.
Hey, well, y'all set y'all ass over there on the bucket and just listen to the show.
Hey, I'm saying y'all going to get us some more goddamn water in the water box and get your ass down the line.
We ain't got what them motherfuckers got.
We ain't got no mega shit.
Okay,
well,
get your faggot ass over there,
huh? Hey, well, you shut your light-skinned ass up, you fucking ass talk, you.
That's that big man. You called me out before, and I didn't say nothing. But goddamn it,
hey, and I'm going to call your ass out again. Give us everything in grudge racing, and you got it, motherfucker. Like I said, I ain't going to bag up.
Okay, I'm giving you the other motherfucking lane, nigga.
Hey, you ain't got. Hey, we taking that goddamn fool. You ain't giving shit. We taking that from you.
Okay, well, then case me,
y'all. Well, okay, you say, okay, we can have that. So, okay, you just said we can have that, right? I'm taking that. Yeah. We're going to have that. So, give us every goddamn thing in grill racing.
Man, Debo knows what he's supposed to do, man. Last time we talked to Debo, Debo was supposed to take his Willie Ball.
No, that ain't Debo. That rock with that shit.
Oh, I thought that was Debo.
No, that was
that's
Rock. When you start
that's
talking
that
about
goddamn
Debo,
Rock, so.
You got to be real precise with what you're saying, bro.
Hey, Undertaker.
Say, look at here, man. When you start talking about Debo, be real, real precise about what's coming out your mouth, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not having that shit this year. I'm not having it this year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going through that shit. You're going to get your ass on the other lane.
Is that Debo?
Off your mouth.
Debo.
Quit fucking with me, bro.
Debo.
What? Yeah.
You still going to give us a head up, break? You take them sissy bars off?
I ain't taking nothing off. You was calling what the fuck you want to call him. You know what I'm saying? If you fill your little BBs up and get your ass on the other side, and
no,
let me know.
No,
Man, now I'm about to need something, man. You just talking some shit right now, man.
Hey, man, I seen that goddamn video. Man, you can't play with me, man. I seen that shit, man. I watch that shit 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, hey, I'm going to farm all this shit up right now. Say, Nightmare, what the fuck y'all want to do, man? Hold on. No. Nightmare, y'all motherfuckers said y'all going to give us a head up break. God damn it, let's do it. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Y'all see y'all run at least 5 people. I got to run 5 people.
Hey, we don't need to do all this motherfucking talking. Whatever y'all want to do, Nightmare. Hey, let's just give us a head up break.
Man, y'all ain't going to run nobody. Great, y'all ain't going to run nobody. That's all y'all.
Any motherfucker with a Nightmare shirt on can get their ass in that dry that weak motherfucker. Now give us the head up break and let's go.
Hey, y'all, hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. Hey, hey, the Shaker. Hey, the Shaker.
Yeah,
well, I bet they won't go back down there and run that Dodge Nissan 2016, but he's going to blow his ass out the building this time.
You know what, though? You stay around and take some dumbass shit like hell now, man. We ain't never run a Dodge Nissan in my life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's how them old weekend Nightmare motherfuckers do it, wanna make jokes out of goddamn Drake,
you can't talk about that race because you couldn't go down there, though. You left the man go by himself. That's why he went out there and raised a little ass car.
Hey, look at him, right? All he got to do call his brother Dale. He don't know what the fuck he talking about, Grudge World. You make a fool out of yourself, man, fucking with me.
I see you don't like nobody, dog.
Hey.
I know who we trying to race y'all weak motherfucking ass. Now get y'all weak ass down now.
You go down there in Mexico, be 3-0 on some goddamn street cars.
Hey, Carl, go put your little boxes in your truck and go play with somebody else, man. Cause y'all ain't trying to do nothing with us, man.
Hey, what side shirt y'all wear? When y'all go to the track, y'all need to have them giveaway shirts on. So y'all look like.
Well, put that rag glass gold in your mouth on there too, on the picture of it.
We're gonna run you. Buy your car.
I tell y'all what, I swear for God, if I get any kind of piece of motherfucking money, I'm going to get a car and down on your ass I go for 3 times.
Man, shut up. Get your money up, man, before you get on here and run your fucking ass.
You get yours up.
Hey, slick. Go wipe the car off, man, and shut the fuck up.
You don't know about the little hype, man. You going to get yours up, hype, man.
Hey, you ain't.
I run your partner because he ain't got shit.
Yeah, well, lock in, Carl. Come on with him, you punk motherfucker. Come on with
him. Hey, leave him alone, Drake. Let him go alone.
Hey, Shake, I ain't gonna hold the show up. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead with the show, hey, Shake, because if I see them niggas on the prison, excuse me. If I see them on the prison, I'm gonna get them fucked up.
That's the wankster.
You ain't gonna have time to cut your hair in 2016, partner, because I'm gonna get you fucked up.
That's the wankster, Carl.
Oh, wow. Wankster, man.
Hey, go ahead with the show, Shaker. I ain't got no more. I ain't finna dip rouse with them no more.
Yeah, you're right. The wankster, they got a big old curly for a wankster.
Yeah, you live rouse with them too long. That thing, your friend.
Sometimes you gotta let them go, Dre. You gotta let them go. I thought we was talking to a racer.
What's that? I see why you let them ride in the back of the truck.
Sometimes you gotta let them scary motherfuckers go too.
We thought he had a car.
Wow, I guess that's what it is.
Well,
fuck that.
Hey, go ahead with the show, Shake. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go home and pull him up, and we're gonna calculate all his races with them small ass cars he been running.
I got a small car, man.
Well, we gonna send you some bananas down there. Some hot apple.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a monkey to the trick.
Yeah, we travel the country, man. You might as well consider us a special racer too, because we travel the country.
Man, we don't care about all that traveling, man. You got all those goddamn cars in Houston, man, looking for you, man. What all this shit? Where you going?
We can't get it on right now.
And when you do go, you don't run nobody, shit.
Man,
I tell you one thing. Every in the given Sunday, what y'all be hollering about? There's some people out there waiting on you. What you gonna do?
Hey man, we gonna.
Why are they talking to you, Carl? You ain't got no car. Shut the fuck up, Slick. You ain't got no car. Shut the fuck up, y'all. See, I'm quiet. Y'all shut the fuck up, man. Hey, you mushroom titty face motherfucker. Hey, don't worry about me. Y'all sit y'all ass down and do something else, man.
So your horse is
laying down. Let Cliff talk. Let the two motherfuckers that make decisions talk. Y'all motherfuckers ain't got no business saying shit. One chase the car
you
down.
You ain't got no business saying nothing. You ain't got no car and no money.
All right, hey, man. You 50 years old living with your mama, my man. Chill out talking to me, bro. Chill out with that bullshit, though.
And you 30 years old living in a barn.
Hey, don't worry about it. All I know. I'm old enough. Hey, I bet you I got my own shit.
Yeah.
I bet you a lot.
Watch this.
How can you, Joy, how can you make a decision? You scared to put the gas in the car. You think you might fuck some up.
He got jokes, man. Listen to him now.
Man, hey, shake it down on, man.
I'm trying to feel racist with the jokes, man. Don't do that, man.
Hey, Smooth, you said your Gene Simmons looking ass up, man. How the fuck you gonna say any motherfucker?
Hey, Dre, some bad motherfuckers. Let me call it for a break.
You know what, me? Get out your fucking
man. Man, you better sit your monkey nut smelling ass down somewhere for playing with me.
Hey, Dre.
You said Gene's
pissed. Dre, that's what it is, Dre.
Hey, they been hiding shit. That motherfucker, every time they ran that regular motherfucker, that shit broke. That motherfucker in the shop the next day.
Say go, bro. You need to have that goal.
This is how it is, right?
Say, Smooth. Hey, Smooth, you little baby Japan's a looking motherfucker. You better just sit down somewhere, man. Let me make it, man.
Let me tell your little fuck ass something.
Hey, hold on, Smooth. If you want your shit put a 20 on that. I bet your brother run his ass behind that bitch. Put a $20 rack on your car. Bet she ain't run that motherfucker.
Then why he run it with the banana, hit him on his left arm.
Hey, Carl, go get the other half of that 20 that I'm finna put on the car for Smooth. y'all got the antenna. Make you a hoot out the antenna.
Trey, they say you over there painting your toenails.
Yeah. Hey, they told me you over there putting on some lipstick, some purple kind.
Not to kiss your dust ass.
Hey, motherfucker, I wouldn't kiss your light camouflage ass no how, motherfucker.
Hey, I got a special for some horseshoes.
Say, Drake, y'all with the show, man, because you know you said you going to put that onion and brown suit on tomorrow.
Raise both hands up. Hey,